praise God, brothers and sisters. I may not be recording on Spreaker right now. Oh, let's see. I see. So hold 1 minute. Oh, let's see what we got to do here. Oh, it's right here. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you. I know that I'm on the Blog Talk. I'm gonna play some music here for a minute while I straighten this out. Bear with me a second here. To God be the glory, brothers and sisters. You know, God, you know what? The devil is doing some crazy stuff. I mean, crazy. I mean, absolutely crazy. So, hold on a second. Let's see. I don't know where my the Spreaker is not let's see. Yeah, but I've got to fix this. I can fix it if I find out what the problem is. What? No, I can't seem to. Stick with me this morning. Just stick with me. I'm going to get this thing straightened out in a few minutes. Brothers and sisters, I am telling you, God is good. And he always will be. And his goodness never fails. I mean, it just never, ever, ever fails. So be patient here a minute. I'm trying to try to figure out. Oh.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washed as wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Listen,
watch this. I said there is power.
Power.
Yeah. resurrection, and there is healing. Yeah. It's in the blood. You can find it in the blood of Jesus. There's healing. Yeah. It's in the. And just in case the devil stole it from you, there is your joy. And it's in the blood. Yeah. Mama, thank you for telling me I can find joy. Wonder working. In the presence. Now, listen, tell me, what can wash away your sins? Say, yeah, I got some testimonies on this side. Oh, what can make you whole again? Yeah, Lord. Come on, sing it. Say, oh, precious. Just be honest. What came and made you whole again? Nothing to, come on. Oh, precious. It makes me wild. No. Oh, no other. No other fountain. No. Thank you, Lord. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious.
Stick with me. I'm almost got it. I can believe it. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, this here month of December and November, they've been something else, haven't they? But you know what? We're still going to overcome. And as a matter of fact, I'm gonna kind of, as soon as I can straighten this out, I just knocked a whole large thing of tea over my whole computer and everything on here, including the keyboard. Trying to straighten out what happened and all my clothes. Myself. But I think I got it. you still are right here on the tail line. Mr. Hill, I just opened up your mic. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
This too shall pass.
Yes, ma'am. I was about to say it. Oh, goodness. Yeah, it has been a crazy month. You just don't know. Start not crazy, but it's going to be all right.
It really is.
I'm
going to
trust God.
I really believe that. So I gotta look, Spreaker, I gotta go all the way off on Spreaker, and I gotta bring it all the way back up. But you go ahead, Minister Hill. I'm with
okay.
you. They'll be back up in a minute.
Okay. I praise the Lord this morning. I gotta try to do this a little quick. I raked leaves yesterday and my sinuses got infected, so I got to try to get through it before I start coughing.
Okay.
But I do bless the Lord this morning. I give him thanks for all that he has done, all that he is doing, and all that he's going to do. For truly, this too shall pass in the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
I love you, Lord, this
up.
Morning. Okay, okay. Great. I don't have it. Okay, there we are. So if everybody is ready and on one accord, we're just going to focus on the Lord for these
yes.
few moments, no matter what else is going on.
Thank
he
you.
Is still worthy
yeah.
of all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And we owe him this time, so we're just going to dedicate these next few minutes to him
Thank
as
you,
we
Lord.
Partake in this prophetic act, remembering what he has done and remembering that he is soon to come.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 11:23-26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, lift up his body and give him thanks, church.
Yes,
take,
thank you.
Eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, lift up that cup and bless his name, because it's all under the blood.
Hallelujah.
This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Prophetic. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Brothers and sisters, you know God is great. He is. He is. He's great. Better than great. And I don't just know the word, the correct words. But let me share something with you. Last night, I mean, this week, you know, has been something else. And last night, I went to bed with a heavy heart. My heart was heavy. So I was just praying. And in the middle of that prayer, I heard the Holy Spirit say, lift up the name of Jesus. So when I heard the Holy Spirit say, lift up the name of Jesus, I just started thanking Jesus. And I just started saying, Jesus, I thank you for all of this. And I said, Jesus, you see everything that's happening. You see it. I said, as a matter of fact, you know it. I said, and none of this is catching you by surprise, like it's catching me. So I said, Lord, help me to understand what is going on. You know, of course, yesterday, I repented. You heard me on here. I didn't really know what I was repenting for, but repentance is a part of my life with Jesus. Anything go wrong, I'm quick to jump up and ask God to forgive me. I ask him to forgive me, you know, because repentance is a part of my life. So I repented again. And as I repented, the Holy Spirit said, remember when you tackle incubus, succubus? I said, yeah. He said, remember that a person can make a person a incubus or a succubus. I said, yes, Lord, I know that. I said, they call it. They utilize that process in the satanic ritual abuse. He said, yeah. He said, well, where else do they use that practice? I said, they use that practice. People use that practice that ritualize and bring young women into possession of incubus, succubus, in different cultures. He said, yes. He said, now, you had somebody here for deliverance. I said, yeah. He said, do you realize what you had? I said, well, I'm realizing the problems that they said. He said, but you forgot one thing. I said, what? He said, you didn't realize that this person had been ritualized and a succubus had been entered into them. I said, okay. He said, remember the last person you ministered to that had been ritualized by their grandfather and made a succubus? I said, yeah. I said, I know the culture that does that. He said, but you forgot there are many cultures that do that. I said, okay. He said, now what you did, you know, you knew you were fighting the devourer. I said, yes, I knew that. He said, but you didn't get to the root of it. I said, because the person, he said, forget about the person. You thought they were delivered from the root of that succubus, but they weren't. He said, even when they went to Dawsonville and got baptized, they told the truth that they were a bride of Satan. They told the truth. And you forgot that they were initiated as a bride of Satan. I said, yeah. He said, well, Erica, when women are initiated as the bride of Satan, they thus become a living, walking, talking, breathing succubus. I said, What? He said, now you know how bad that is. I said, Lord, I do. Lord, I do. He said, but I didn't pull you out of it because you had to come to the knowledge of it. And you know what, brothers and sisters? I didn't. I did not come to the knowledge of it. And there's only really one reason why I didn't come to the knowledge of it. It's because I had all these other distractions going on. So the Lord said that incubus was sent there to bring your ministry all the way down to destroy it. I said, yeah. I said, well, obviously the incubus didn't know who you are. He said, the incubus doesn't care who I am. Remember, bride of Satan? This person was ritualized to be married to the devil and become a bride of Satan at an age when they couldn't do anything about it, like under 5 years old. And their life depicted it. Their life depicted it because they got into some areas of their life that, you know, now they're trying to relive. So I said, so what you're saying to me, Lord, is what do you want me to do? That's what I want to know. He said, and then, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit said, I only want you to do one thing. And I said, what is that? He said, preach Jesus. Lift Jesus up. Tell the whole world about Jesus. Tell the whole world that Jesus has power over every demon, no matter what it is named, no matter what it does. He said, I want you to preach Jesus. And brothers and sisters, I saw myself preaching Jesus. I saw myself preaching a message of Jesus. And I woke myself up preaching Jesus. Do you hear me? Preaching Jesus. I was preaching Jesus. And then I realized why, from the moment that person got here, the Lord told me to do one thing with that person. Bring them to him. Bring them to him. They said they didn't get mad with me, but they got a little upset with me because I was not doing what they wanted me to do. Because see, brothers and sisters, the Lord said this to me. He said, these preachers are going around here telling people that an incubus and a succubus is a water spirit, a marine spirit. He said, Erica, it's not so. He said, Genesis 6 tells you what it is. It's a byproduct of a fallen angel. It is a byproduct of the Nephilim. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you. So this is my second encounter in life with an incubus succubus. Now, this wasn't just an incubus, or this wasn't just a succubus, because there's no gender. There's absolutely no gender in incubus succubus. Incubus succubus becomes whatever it has to do, depending on the person that it is targeted. Are you hearing me this morning? And then the Lord said, see all those pictures that you got? Those pictures of those people you got? I said, yes. He said, each one of them, Erica, is bound by incubus succubus as well. He said, because I had said to the person, I said, you know what? If when you get free, when you get closer to God, you won't have no problem freeing these people according to your vocation. All right? But the Lord say that incubus succubus plan was to take you out this weekend and into your body. I said, what? I knew it was crazy. But you see, brothers and sisters, we have to wait on the Lord. The hardest job some of you have is waiting on the Lord. The most difficult thing some of you have before you is to wait on God. Because when you don't wait on God, the devil's going to come with all kind of reasonings, all kind of logic, and it's all going to be away from Jesus. It's all not going to want to give Jesus the glory. Brothers and sisters, God has your answer. So you know me, I'm always waiting for God to confirm everything. Because see, when I left up out of here yesterday, I didn't even realize it. I left my credit cards on my desk. I left everything. Because this demon had pressured me. It had tried to transfer in everybody around me. Because that demon, it was persuaded that it was going to transfer in my body. But brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something. When you have the Holy Ghost for real, and what I found out about the person that brought it here, they still don't want to believe. They believe it now that they have become separated from God, that they have become separated from the presence of God, that they have become separated from the power of God, because they were beginning to go by all their teaching from their job. And all their teaching from their job is secular, humanistic. It's secular, humanistic. Brothers and sisters, they don't want to know God in the fullness of who he is, spirit, soul, and body. They don't want to know themselves in the fullness of who they are, triune man. This is Sister Erica. I'm on the air. Can I help you? I'm on the air. Go ahead. Hello? So they don't want to know. You see that right there? This is what I'm getting ready to tell you. So I woke up this morning preaching Jesus, happy, at peace, but I knew that I was going to have to deal with some consequences. I was going to have to deal with some consequences. Number one, this person that came here, they came here with, and people who come, they come with good intent. They come, but they are under the influence of what they yield to. So this person had yielded to their mind. They had yielded to what they were learning on their job. And they had completely, they loved God. They knew God had delivered them. But they had become estranged from God. So it took me 8 days to get them back to God, to get them back to their focus on God, to bring that thing under subjection. And God still never told me what it was until this morning. So now I'm going to have to deal with that. But what he was showing me is like incubus succubus raising up its ugly stinking head again. Now, I don't know how God does with you, but I know how he does with me. When I walked in the office, my phone, because I had actually plugged my phone up because I just shut it off yesterday, and there was a lady on the line, and she was like miserable. And so I said, man, the Lord said, call this lady. I called the lady up. I said, this is Erica Shepherd. You called me up. What is the problem? And guess what her problem is? She said, 3 people gave me your name and number and said that I need to contact you because if anybody could help me, you could. I said to myself, okay. I said, well, what is the problem? What is your problem? Guess what her problem is? Incubus, succubus. So, so then the speaker wouldn't come on. Because let me tell you something. Incubus, succubus is the ultimate destroyer. I'm going to repeat that in case you don't know it. Incubus, succubus is the ultimate destroyer. See? Incubus, succubus. And then another, and then I told you the therapist came in here yesterday asking me about Pan. Well, I don't know if you know who Pan is, but Pan is a Greek religious mythological devil over, guess what, lust and lasciviousness. And Pan is associated with Bacchus. And Bacchus is the head of the crew in New Orleans for Mardi Gras, just to fill you in a little bit more. Bacchus and Pan rule Mardi Gras. So Mardi Gras is going to be coming up soon, and these demons are getting ready. They're getting ready. Now, these demons are also closely associated with gender identity problems. Are you hearing me this morning? They're very much associated with gender identity problems. As a matter of fact, they're lord over those types of problems. So I said, Lord, it's been a bunch of years. It's been a bunch of years since the incubus succubus straight up in your face tried to attack me. Now, this person that came here knew that from their culture, they believe in the bride of Satan, and they make women the brides of Satan through cultural rituals. So God is putting the pieces together. The destroyer, while they were here, they four or five things actually broke that they touched. And I'm telling you, I'm going to deal with that demon. I'm going to deal with it starting today. This lady's going to come up here, get free, and then the authority will be established again. But wherever you are, be mindful of these sex demons this month. They're on a vicious attack mode. They're in a vicious attack mode. And they're not playing. They're serious. They're serious. Okay. Brothers and sisters, thank you, Sister Arlene. She said Pan is a sexual god. He is often depicted with an erect phallus chasing a nymph and is associated with panic sex or lustful sex used solely for physical satisfaction. Pan is not a god to petition for love. He is a god of lust. Pan has as many lovers as often as possible. Brothers and sisters, that devil came in disguise, tried to completely transfer, because see, the devil don't quit. He don't quit. And this time he tried to bring physical sickness. and pain. He tried to force his way. But see, I don't play that. I don't have no problem with lust. I have absolutely, positively no problem with lust. So that's why it had to be a complete and total war for that devil to try to attack me. But it isn't just me. Don't you get it? Yesterday, when I repented to God for everything, I didn't know without anything, because repentance is a part of my life. It's a part of my lifestyle. It's a part of my relationship with God. But by me repenting, it opened me up for God to reveal all this next stuff. So, brothers and sisters, if you have any sexual immorality in your life, you need to repent this morning. Brothers and sisters, that demon has to go. In the name of Jesus, I say that demon has to go. If you have been fornicating, you need to deal with them demons. You need to deal with them. If you have bad lust problems, you need to deal with that stuff. It's not going to go away. You must overcome it. The Bible say, and the saints love not their lives unto the death. You have to fight it. But you don't be going around fighting. You have to overcome it. You have to win. And God forbid, listen to me, the person who works with them and the other nine, they work with their job is to rescue people out of that. But their job had caused them to become overcome by the thing they trying to rescue people from. But theirs is not naturally, it was spiritually. It was spiritually. And so then when I agreed to help them, because I didn't know that they had opened the door for the same demons that they had gotten delivered from to come back in and take over. The thing you get delivered from is the thing that's going to, I mean, Satan got a million ways to come back in and wreck your life. He don't care. He's not capable of caring. Just like he ain't capable of loving. He's not capable. So just like I had to go through that, and I mean, it was horrible what I just went through. But God kept saying, stay away from that person. Deal with them via the phone. You provided the atmosphere. You provided what they need to get back to me. Stay out. That's why I know God is way bigger than me. And that's why I don't try to run nobody's life. I try to interfere as little as possible. Because I respect and honor God and what he's capable of doing. I know what he's capable of doing. I absolutely, positively know what he's capable of doing. He's capable of setting a soul sick sin free. Because somebody said, why all these folk been saying that spirit is a marine spirit, Dr. Erica? Because over in Africa and other cultures, they deal with these spirits, okay? That spirit ain't no marine spirit. When I first encountered that demon and overcame it then, my testimony is up there. My testimony is out there. When I began to study that demon and became an authority over it, an authority of it. Okay? From around the world, training and teaching people. But it was easy for the Africans to say it's a marine spirit because of their, you're right, faulty African teachings. But it's in the book of Genesis, and it ain't related to no water. It's related to watchers and fallen angels and Nephilim. So all these people think they run around here conquering these incubus, succubus, water spirits. They ain't doing nothing but stirring them up and increasing their activity on the earth. And guess what else? They don't teach enough about the bride of Satan. They don't teach enough about the bride of Satan. I got some experience with that demon. Yeah. It didn't win 20 years ago, and it didn't win this past week. It will never win. It will never win. But it proves one fact. It proves what the Bible said about the unclean spirit. It'll come back and try you. It will try you to the point it will try to take your life. Brothers and sisters. So it's coming. God's sending it back in a couple of hours in the person of somebody that's bound by it, so they couldn't get free. Well, God gonna free them. He gonna free them as a blessing to me, because I just dealt with it again in a horrible way in this lifetime, and had to fight it in another way. But you see, now it ain't coming. It don't just want your body. It don't just want sex with you. It wants your life. It wants your life. It wants to put you in bondage. It wants to make you a slave. Slave to what? Slave to sex. Slave to perversion. Slave to incest. Slave to pedophilia. Slave to a demon. To a demon. I wrote that book, that little booklet. I'm going to have to print it back out. Love witchcraft. It circulated all the way around the world 3 times, and then I just didn't do it no more. So, yeah, I know something about it. Yes, Olita, and that is the basis for sex trafficking, incubus, succubus, sex demons. They ain't no marine spirit, and they ain't no water spirit. They are direct descendants of the Nephilim. When the angels of God looked in on the daughters of man and had intercourse with them, and then you had what? You had God told Noah, he said, this violence on the earth is terrible because these demons was having sex with everything, trees, anything that exists. And that's why God flooded this earth, to get rid of them and their activities. Sex magic, sex rituals, they're all the same. Sex trafficking is a byproduct of it. Brothers and sisters, yes, it does, Jessica. And I kind of mentioned it to you in the beginning when I was just thinking. Brothers and sisters, these devils going crazy. And so I might have to. And see, Shannon kept saying, you need to write that book, Erica. You need to put that book out. I started the book. I must have 5 6-inch binders full of info on that demon. Just that one. It's a terrible demon. It's a terrible spirit. And it has no mercy. It has no mercy. It has no mercy. Wow, Jennifer. Yeah, Shannon kept telling me, you need to write that book. You need to put that new book. You need to put that book out here. I don't write books for money. I write them to inform people. But I think I'll do it along with the other stuff I'm doing. So I want you this morning, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to see if I could find. I know I got it on the. I think I got it. Let's see here. I think some of it is up here on this blog talk. Erica's testimony. Where is it? Erica's testimony. Erica's testimony, incubus and succubus, demonic rape. Let's see.
We're ready for going now, you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to take you back to church, no.
Somebody's soul would catch a fire, catch a fire, whoa, catch a fire. I wish somebody's soul would catch a fire, me say, bonding with the Holy Ghost.
Joseph Shepherd, and along hosting with me today is Prophet Paul McGill, Praise the Lord. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. And what we want to talk about today specifically, praise the Lord, Prophet Paul.
Praise the Lord.
What we want to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, is the incubus and succubus demons. And in particular, I want to talk about how I first met these demons and the mayor demon who works with the incubus and succubus in 1989 when I was assaulted by these demons. These demons are sex demons. Incubus, incubi, brings demonic sexual attacks on females. Succubus, succubi, brings demonic sexual attacks on males. And the mare spirit is that spirit that sits on the chest and causes people to feel some sort of paralysis, okay? There is a difference between the sleep paralysis sex demons and the incubus and succubus, which are disembodied spirits. There's a difference between lust spirits and these demonic spirits. And after this broadcast, you can go to www.succubusandincubus.com. You can go to www.sexdemonhelp.com, or you can go to www.christiansexualhealing.com, because there is help with these demons. And the way we're going to do this, Prophet Paul is my spiritual son, and he is going to interview me and ask me questions about these demons, because after I was assaulted by them, this is when I went on a quest back there then to destroy them. But first of all, I had to find out what happened. Prophet Paul, let's get started.
Praise the Lord, and God bless you too. Well, God bless you, and I thank you for the opportunity. Not only to minister alongside you, but it's an honor to ask you these questions. Like I say, praise the Lord to the listeners that always call into listeners, but praise the Lord to those new listeners as well. Can you go ahead and let's get started? Can you go ahead and share with the audience your personal experience with incubus and succubus? Can you share that testimony with us?
Yes. It was in 1989, I believe, 88, 89. It was when, at that time, myself and some other urban missionaries were traveling around the United States, going into urban areas and bringing deliverance and bringing the gospel. Well, we had just come from California to Florida, and we had an invitation to go to this church in Palatka, Florida. And I will never forget that experience, because when we got there, we were tired, but we had to minister that first night. And I remember the Lord told me, don't take an offering that night. And so we had paid our own hotel accommodations and everything. So we went back to the hotel, and three missionaries and myself sharing one big room, like a kitchenette kind of room. And I prayed and went to sleep, laid down to go to sleep. But then I looked over, it was two double beds and one folding bed, like a whatever they call those folding beds that fold out. And so this one missionary took that bed. The other two missionaries slept in the other bed. And by me being the senior missionary, they gave me a bed to myself. What happened was, when I first laid down to pray, now I'm used to seeing demons. I'm used to demons because I've been delivered from a legion myself. And, you know, a lot of people meet God first in their encounter into the heavenly realm. Well, way back even then, the first person I met that I can recall was the devil. And it seemed like me and the devil just fought. And it was after that that I really got saved and went on to become a missionary overseas and later on urban. Well, when I laid down, I saw this demon, this thing, and I knew it was a demon. I rebuked the demon, and it went away, and I thought it was gone. The next thing I knew, a heavy sleep came in the room, almost a trance-like sleep, some kind of induced sleep. And I remember being so sleepy, and I remember looking at the other missionaries, and next thing I knew, I felt this weight on the bed, and the next thing I knew, I was encountering this horrible, horrible sexual assault. And it was horrible because this thing, this demon, his tail, he used his tail. And later on, I began to know that that's what he uses to assault the women with, and that's how so many women get bruised down in their vaginal areas and on their thighs. And I woke up. I was in pain. I was hurting. I was mad. I was crying, and I was messed up. And I did not know what happened to me. I had scratches on my arms. I didn't know what happened, but I was so prideful. I didn't tell anybody. I just kept trying to figure it out. But I had a friend, a minister I knew, and he had spent a year fasting to get some love witchcraft off of him. And so I called him, and he took me through deliverance. And I still didn't understand it. He didn't understand the succubus. But he knew about love potion and love witchcraft and that kind of stuff, because he had fasted a year to get it off of himself. Anyway, I went on and I ministered that night, and we left that town. And the very next week, all kind of women and men started coming to me for a ministry in that area. And I began to compile notes. And as I would do their deliverance, but I noticed something. Every time I did their deliverance, and I would have to battle those demons. See, I never had a problem with sexual lust. That wasn't my problem. When I got delivered from that legion of demons, sexual lust was not one of the problems. I was more with pride of life, and that's another whole story, and we won't even go there. But anyway, that's how I first met the succubus and the incubus demons. Personally, I had an encounter, and I would try to talk to Christians about it, and they would just look at me like I was crazy, like I was out of space from somewhere. So since they couldn't answer my questions, I started doing research myself, and that's when I wrote that first book a long time ago called Nightmare, Incubus and Succubus in 1989.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So can you reiterate again, for those who may be calling in a little late, who is Incubus and Succubus?
Okay, incubus is a demon, and really, it is a disembodied spirit, ladies and gentlemen, and this is why it is so very, very difficult to get rid of, and it works with familiar spirits, and it works with spirits of bondage, it works with burning lust, and it works with lust, and then it works with any other kind of negative encounter or negative situation that you may have had, like molestation and rape. But I want to tell you something. That incubus and succubus can also just walk in. It can walk in. Now, those of you that listen to my blog, you know I did something a week or so ago. Behind every sin is a demon. Well, you can be targeted. You can be targeted by a demon. You can be targeted by an individual. So to answer your question, incubus is the demon that perpetrates sexual attacks on females, and succubus is the demon that perpetrates sexual attacks on males. And these demons are predator demons.
The Lord, praise the Lord. Another question I will have, what are some of the other ways that incubus and succubus may manifest in the lives of others?
Okay. Incubus and succubus can shapeshift. Not only can they shapeshift, but they can take on the appearance of someone that you love or someone that you care about. As an example, one lady I ministered to, her husband died. And this lady was grieving so much and missing her husband so much that a familiar spirit working with an incubus came to her, told her, close all her curtains, take a bath, get on the bed, and get ready. And the incubus came in and nightly had sex with this lady. Another instance, I ministered to a young man, and through an occultic practice, because this man did not want him with her daughter because she was of another race and another religion, this man conjured up he conjured up a succubus, and he sent the succubus to the man with the attempt to make him gay. Now, these succubus incubus, I dealt with another case where a man went to a seminar to learn how to pick up women, and one of the presenters in the seminar was a woman, and then when the person left the seminar, because in the seminar they taught the person how to astral travel, well, the presenter came, astral travel, had sex with the man, and come to find out during the deliverance, it was about a whole bunch of other men in this particular seminar, and this spirit did the same thing with them. It can come as a familiar spirit, because this disembodied spirit works with a lot of spirits. This is why it is so difficult. People who encounter sleep paralysis and they say, well, the demon came and I just wiggled my finger and I said the name of Jesus and it left. Well, you know what? That is a sex demon. That's a sex demon. But if you encounter a incubus and a succubus, it takes the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost, and the blood of Jesus. And it takes you encountering and doing your own spiritual warfare to get that thing out of your life, completely out of your life. Because that succubus, it will, it draws, like the Bible calls them, kindred spirits. It draws those kindred spirits to itself because it's always trying to fortify the stronghold that it has in the life of the person.
Praise the Lord. This is good. So, can you explain the difference between being attacked by a sex demon versus being attacked by an incubus, so the audience can have a really good idea of the spiritual warfare, the difference between the levels of spiritual warfare, between being attacked through sleep paralysis with the sex demon versus that of the incubus succubus.
Okay. Many people say that when they encounter the sex demon, they find it pleasurable. When you encounter an incubus or a succubus, it is not pleasurable. It will be like pure rape, pure molestation. That demon will torment you when you're driving your car. That demon, I have seen that demon make people get up out of their house and run out the door barefoot in their pajamas in the wintertime. That demon torments people. You know, the Bible talks about the tormentors, and it talks about torment, okay? And it talks about perfect love, okay? There's no love with that demon. It is pure, raw, sexual, burning lust. And the other thing, when the incubus and succubus is in operation, it can put an insatiable lust on you, a lust that can never seem to be satisfied. And the reason it can't be satisfied is because this thing has no level of satisfaction because it is purely demonic. Am I saying the sleep paralysis people like theirs? I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is this. There is perversion, and there is perversion. With incubus and succubus, it is a highly perverted level of sex.
Amen.
With a demon, I might say.
Oh, amen. Amen. And while listening to you, I've learned that the spirits really doesn't matter. It doesn't have, there's not a difference between being or having a sexual problem. So then listening to you, it sounds as though the spirit, they do come in the night and they have sex with men and they have sex with women. Do the male or the female, do they have to have a lesbian or homosexual problem in order to be attacked?
Let me tell you something. When you meet people, and now some people are very happy in their homosexuality, but there are other people who are not happy, who hate it, who despise it, and they think that they were born that way. Well, I'm no doctor and I'm no clinician, but I know this, that spirits come in to the unborn, and a familiar spirit in a family line can traffic it all the way back from Adam. So therefore, you have some people who are confused with gender identity problems when it's not a gender identity problem. It is a incubus-succubus problem. And you know what? I have seen people struggling when the real incubus and succubus issue is dealt with. Those people enter into perfect peace. But until it is dealt with, there is no peace. And I have to say something here. Ladies and gentlemen, incubus, succubus, is a disembodied spirit. Not every demon is the same. You have different demons with different makeup, okay? If incubus and succubus were not different, and if they were purely all spirit, then a human being would not be able to feel the tangibility of that demon. That demon is a disembodied spirit. You can call it, you know, you can trace it back, how far back you want to trace it. You can call it what you want to. But that demon has the ability to be felt. I'm not talking about like a spirit. You know, a spirit, you can feel a touch, or you can feel the essence or whatever. But this thing can make itself tangible, like with the incubus or the succubus. The man can actually feel like, even although it's not an illusion, it is a disembodied spirit, it can feel the feel just like the flesh of a woman as it is having sex with a man. It can feel like the hardness of a male organ when it is molesting and raping a woman. And you said something, Prophet Paul, but I have to right here. That demon don't wait till night anymore. That demon is molesting people as they drive in their car. It's molesting people as they sit in their boardrooms. It is molesting people in the most obnoxious manners and the most obnoxious ways these days, because you have so much shamanistic activity. You have so many people who have yielded themselves into a realm, a spiritual realm, that they know very little about.
So, what would you say, before we get into the incubus, succubus manifesting itself into a bedroom where there's a husband and a wife, what would you say to those who have been praying to the Lord and they're waiting patiently for a husband or a wife? What would you say?
I would tell them this.
Okay.
I have prayed with a lot of women, and they have come to me, and this is the scripture they give me, the scripture where it says that the Lord will be my husband. Incubus loved that one. I mean, incubus loves that scripture right there, because, ladies, Jesus does not have sex with you. It is a demon. Jesus. A lady told me, she came to me for deliverance, and I watched this thing. I was like shocked. She said, I can show you, Sister Erica. I can show you right now. And she stretched out on my couch and all kind of gyrations and stuff. And she said, see, it's happening. It's happening to me. I cast that demon out in the name of Jesus and all of his cousins and uncles and everything else that she had allowed in. So, ladies and men, listen, it is a demon. It has seduced you. And that brings up a good point. The reason that thing is so hard to get out of people, it brings in a legion of demons with it, and it has the ability to manifest mind control. This demon manifests mind control, and it captivates these people's mind because it's a predator. It's preying on them, and it's just horrible. And you know, I get 200 to 300 hits a week. I have more people than I can pray for. And for whatever reason, God sends me the people with this particular demon more than any other demon. Could be because I overcame that demon. I overcame that demon in the name of Jesus, and I know it. I know it.
So, since we're in the area of uncovering Satan's assignments through incubus, succubus, and to many of us, it is easier for the incubus, succubus, slash sex demons to attack a single individual who is waiting on a spouse. But do Satan have an assignment for those who are married?
Satan has an assignment. He doesn't care. If you married and one spouse is not fulfilling the needs of another spouse, he'll, and this is a big way he comes in to, ladies and gentlemen, through masturbation. He'll cause a person to masturbate, all right, and he will come right on in. And then before they know it, they are obsessive compulsive masturbators, and they don't know why. But the reason is they're trying to satisfy an incubus or a succubus, or a succubus and an incubus demon.
And what body parts are these spirits most likely to be found in through your compiling of notes in helping thousands across the world become free from their torment?
Okay. They like to live right beneath the belly button and where the bladder is. And then they like to live in the inner thighs and in the groin of men, along with the mind. The mind. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The mind.
Okay. So I know you personally. I know you have helped thousands, and you have 20 years of experience in
mm-hmm.
spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
In your testimony, how long was the battle? How long was the battle? How intense? But how not only how intense the battle with incubus and succubus was, but how long was it? Before you really overcame the spirit.
Right. When I was assaulted, it took me a total of about 5 years to overcome it. And the reason being, I guess the primary reason was that I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what had happened. And I was steadily praying for people with that problem, and so as I would pray for them, then I would have to battle it. I would have to battle a manifestation of that demon, and I never had a problem with sexual lust ever, so it was totally new to me, I can remember one time. I went to a meeting, and this person was supposed to be a prophet, and they laid hands on me, and they had a succubus, and it started to battle all over again. So the best thing that I could figure out, the Lord wanted to make sure that I had victory over that particular demon and its manifestations and how it operates. So I battled it, I would say, for 5 years. But you know, after that, I mean, like now, I can walk in the room and I can discern that thing through the gift of discerning of spirits. I know that spirit just like I know a whole bunch of other spirits. And just like I'm trying to tell people that when in the Bible say demon, they're not all the same. This is why some demons are more difficult than other demons. And some demons, you got to know what they link up with and what they're hooked up to and what supports them.
Mm-hmm.
Like incubus and succubus, right? Supported by burning lust. If you allow that incubus and succubus to continue to operate, you're going to have a problem with burning lust and insatiable lust. Why? Because it ought to make sense that there's not a whole lot of competition between a sex demon spirit and a human being. Because that sex demon spirit, it don't get tired. It don't have to take a break. It's awful.
So can I ask you one more question?
Oh, you can ask me several.
Okay. During those 5 years of you learning and overcoming this spirit, was there any time that you felt neglected by Jesus Christ himself or felt as though the Holy Ghost somehow abandoned you in this situation?
No, I knew God was training me.
Okay.
I knew God was training me. And you got to remember, you don't have to remember, but at that time I was a widow. And I was totally sold out to God. All right? So I knew that the Lord was training me on that thing. And I knew that because of all that legion of demons I had been delivered from, and I met God in a supernatural encounter with him. Plus, you know, I'm a Vietnam-era veteran, and I know that in warfare you're going to have a winner or a loser, and I was not on the losing side.
And for the ministers, amen.
And plus, whenever God gives you a job to do, he gives you a supernatural confidence in it. And this is why I tell people a lot of times, you need that discerning gift for real, not play, not fake, and not discernment. Everybody have discernment. You need the discerning gift, the gift that allows you to discern between what is of God and what is of the devil, what is heavenly and what is unholy.
Amen. So a sex demon can be, this is what it sounds like. A sex demon can be discerned through common sense, but the gift given by the Holy Spirit of discerning of spirits will have to be present in order to discern incubus and succubus. Is this what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Praise
now,
Lord.
If you're doing a regular deliverance, you can call out incubus and succubus. And if it's just a regular sex demon, it'll come out. But the incubus and the succubus will just manifest in another form if you don't get all of them out.
Okay.
Meaning, let's say a person have burning lust and they are a compulsive masturbator. Well, you got to get that out, but that doesn't have to be an incubus or a succubus. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what are...
I don't know if it makes sense, but it's really how it is.
All right, man. It makes sense. It makes sense. And to the ministers that are studying under you and are listening to you, what are the dangers? What would you say to them? What are the dangers of not... is there any dangers of not confronting this spirit personally if there are any manifestations in their lives?
You know what? The chief number one danger is transference of spirits. If they are battling with an incubus or succubus or a lust demon or a sex demon or any other demon, and if they don't deal with that demon, what is to prevent that demon from transferring on to the person that they're ministering to? Because the Bible says that Satan, Jesus said, if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. And the whole purpose of casting out demons is for a person or persons to be ushered into the kingdom of God with all of its covenantal promises and blessings. So if the person that is ministering to you has a stronghold, it could transfer. Like I told you about when that prophet transferred that succubus to me, and I did it through obedience. And just like a lot of people in church, you know, when somebody asks you to come up for prayer, you don't want to be disobedient. But now, you know, I discern the situation, and I would tell you quick, that's okay. I don't want you laying hands on me. And has nothing to do with me being a Jezebel or having Jezebel. What it has to do with is that I have the gift of discerning of spirits, and rightly so. People should ask you before they jump up and lay hands on you anyway, because not everybody likes it.
Amen. Amen.
Anything else?
I was like, you done answered every question I had in the back of my mind.
Okay, great. I want to add this. The reason I'm coming forth with this now is I get at least a couple hundred hits. I can only take a small fraction, a small percentage of the people that come to us for prayer, and the largest portion, and I know God sends them, is about that incubus, a succubus, sex demons. And I thank God for having an anointing over that stuff. And brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something. Don't fool yourself. God does give people more knowledge, more anointing in certain areas than other people. If that were not the case, why wouldn't everybody be getting the miracles that some people get? Why wouldn't everybody get the percentage in healing backs that other people get? Well, these are things that I would suggest you take up with God. But if you got a problem with incubus and succubus, sex demons, and let me tell you something, I'm going to do a blog talk radio real soon, because Prophet Paul didn't even bring up the fact that people who astro travel, people who do conjurations, people who operate on the dark side can summon up incubus and succubus and send them to you. Okay? Walk-ins. Incubus and succubus can walk in. So we're going to do another segment on this demon, because I have tons of information about this. And I am going to bring my book back, rewrite my book, which is out of print, on this demon, because we didn't even get into spirit wives, spirit husbands, spirit babies, and spirit pregnancies. We didn't get into any of that. But it is so important that you know that this demon exists, and that this demon is a disembodied spirit that can take on a tangible manifestation, meaning it can be felt. And that there is a difference, ladies and gentlemen, between demons. As an example, an unclean spirit. They're all unclean, you say, Sister Erica. Yes. But an unclean spirit have characteristics that some other demons don't have. And that's another show. I've been trying to do these shows, but in between ministering to people, you know, I just don't have the time. I just don't have the time. But I thank God that there are many people on this blog you can get deliverance from. You can call many people. But the key, get yourself free from any sex demons. Get yourself free. Oh, and by the way, you can do self-deliverance. But there are some demons, brothers and sisters, that are so deeply embedded You need help. Incubus and succubus is one. It is one. It loves for you to try to cast it out of you. Now, the Bible says now you are clean through the word. If you want to get in that word, stay in that word, saturate yourself with that word, the word can heal. The word can heal you. The word can deliver you. But if you're lazy and spiritual lazy, you're not going to get free like that. So you need to get you some help. You need to seek you out some help, and you need to get you some help. This has been Erica Joseph Shepherd and Prophet Paul McGill. I am a lady exorcist and a spirit warfighter. We minister under Integrated Healing Prayer Ministry. We are specialists in these areas. I have hundreds of people, and maybe I'll do that, have some of them come on with their testimonies of either in the battle against incubus and succubus or have overcome incubus and succubus like I have. We thank you for your time for listening to our show today. Prophet Paul, you want to end? How you want to end, however you want to end.
Yes, I will say thank you again. It's an honor for sharing your testimony, because you didn't have to not only share it with me, but share it with the world. I would say to all the listeners, the ones that always call in, and to the new callers, if Jesus has drawn you to listen to the show, then he is educating you and giving you knowledge personally on your situation. And Jesus is saying to you, the work that he's done is already finished. The cross is present for our spirit. The cross is present for our soul. And it's definitely present for our body. He has already died. Now it is up to you to meet him at the cross. Again, I say praise the Lord by way of Integrated Healing Prayer Ministry. And be blessed.
Tell you,
he said,
oh, Jesus found you, and you're free at last. Anybody free at last?